This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's buy or sell time, Michael. First off, Mike, how you doing? You ready for Thanksgiving? You pumped up? You ready to go for this?
I am ready. I'm ready. Three football games in a row, some food, family.
Big three football games on my Thursday night special, Mike. We pick them all. So.
But we don't have Thursday. There's
no Thursday show, but there will be a Thursday night special on Wednesday. Also, the picks that are on Friday, everybody knows that, will also be on Wednesday, because we're off Friday, too.
And we will be covering Westwood One's coverage.
All
of
three games.
Those games on Thursday.
All three games. Buy or sell time. How about Shedeur Sanders? Do you think he's going to make it work with the Cleveland Browns? Like, he's going to start. Sounds like he's going to start now. And Dylan Gabriel is healthy. So, how are we feeling?
I'm going to sell that because I don't think he's a good enough quarterback to survive in Cleveland. There are very few quarterbacks who are good enough to survive in Cleveland. He's not one of them.
So, you wouldn't put a statue up. Jake the geologist guy says, I think they should put up a statue of Shedeur flashing his watch. Do you think
he'll probably put one up?
I'm sure there will be a statue there. Nuggets are going to take a dip in the next month or so after losing Aaron Gordon for at least 4 to 6 weeks, and then he'll be reevaluated. Christian Brown continues to be hurt. The Nuggets are 12-4. Joker said they're not good. That's what he said. They're not good. If we want to achieve great things this year, we've got to be better than that. They lost on a back-to-back night against the Sacramento Kings. They lost Aaron Gordon in that close game against Houston. That was a dramatic basketball game. That was fun. I don't know if it was the cup or what, but it was a fun game. They got Memphis, San Antonio, and Phoenix this week. And unfortunately, I hope I am wrong. Now, the Nuggets are deep, but the problem is when you lose two starters, your depth guys jump up into the starting role, and now you're going back to asking guys to step up that you were asking to step up last year. Daron Holmes, they called him up. He's going to be back in the fold. Julian Strother's out still. Like, does Zeke Nagy come in and help a little bit more? Because right now it's going to be Jamal Murray, Cam Johnson, Spencer Jones maybe going to start. And Spencer Jones, like, it's a tough, gritty player, man. He's raw still. Unfortunately, I do think they're going to take a little bit of a dip.
Hey, if they can go 500 during these trying times.
Yeah, but you got to stay. You got to keep pace with the Thunder, Michael. Buy or sell, the Kansas City Chiefs will make the playoffs. Not asking what you're rooting for. I'm asking you to predict, Michael.
What is their schedule?
They are 6-5. They're 10th right now, so they're three spots away. They play Thursday night football, part of our Thanksgiving coverage.
That's the night. No, is that the afternoon game?
Yes.
I believe they play the Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Okay, then they're home against the Texans.
I think they pull that one out.
Does CJ Stroud play in that game? Is he going to be back? Be curious to see how they play that. Then they're home against the Chargers.
They will lose that one.
So you got them losing. What did you say on the Texans?
I believe they pull it out against the Texans.
Okay, so you got them winning those two games. That would be, they'd be 8 wins. And you got them losing to the Chargers, so they'd be 8-6. Then they're at Tennessee.
That is a bye week.
9-6.
So my answer is basically yes.
Home against the Broncos on Christmas Day, Christmas night.
Of course, that's a loss.
So let's just play your little game.
That's a present for the Broncos.
You're 9-7 home. Then you're at the Raiders. So you're 10-7.
That's two bye weeks for them. Yeah, they're going to go to the playoffs.
10 wins going to get you in? I don't know.
Unless the charge, unless you have a few other teams that are good enough to go 10-7.
Well, you need the, I mean, the teams they'd have to chase, like Baltimore 6-5, but they're winning their division right now because they got the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh based on best win percentage in division games. So they're fourth right now. The Chargers are fifth at 7-4. The Jags are 7-4. The Bills are 7-4. So you would need those three teams to find their way to get closer to seven losses if that's what we think the Chiefs are going to be.
One of those teams is going to falter.
Jacksonville? Jacksonville has, no, they're at Tennessee. Then they're home against the Colts, home against the Jets. And then they're at Denver. Denver could spoil their playoff hopes there. Maybe.
They're going to go 2-2 in that.
I don't know. Jacksonville should beat the Titans and the Jets, and then they have the Titans again. They have the ones that could lose. They got two games against the Colts and a game against the Broncos. So the Jags could lose seven, and we could have a photo finish here for who squeezes into that last spot. Yeah, the Chiefs are probably going to make it. But I'm telling you, I want the number one seed. I want Denver to have the number one seed.
So do I.
And that helped with the Colts losing over the weekend. So now you have the New England Patriots, first 1-10. And they're 10-2. Still would have a tiebreaker over Denver. Denver's 9-2, so they have sole possession right now of the second seed. And then the Colts are 8-3. The Ravens are 6-5, but Lamar Jackson does not look right. If he does get healthy, then look out for the Ravens. Chargers are 7-4. They were off this weekend. The Jags, the Bills at number 7. That loss by Pittsburgh to Chicago this weekend crushed Pittsburgh. Now, they can still get in, but it is going to be a fun finish here. Michael, we're going to start getting back into Broncos talk because they're fresh off their bye and they're going up against Washington. Denver has to take care of these next two games. They're at Washington. I don't know what the status is right now of Jaden Daniels. He's still listed as out, but it is Monday as we have this conversation. I wouldn't play him, and I'm not just saying this with my Broncos hat on. I wouldn't play him. You're 3-8. He's a young quarterback. Do you want to risk hurting him even more? And a lot of times you see guys with injuries pop up, and then, you know, because it's his elbow, and it's not his throwing elbow. It's his opposite elbow. I just got this, Mike. He's going to resume practice this week, but he is not expected to return to the starting lineup in time for Sunday's matchup against the Broncos. And if he's not going to be for that game, I don't know why you'd play him the rest of the way. So Denver, like, Mike, you got to win that game. And then you're going up against the Raiders. That should get you to your 11 wins. And then the rest of the way, it does get tricky because Green Bay is a good team. Jacksonville's kind of in the middle there, but they're maybe a playoff team. And then you're at Kansas City. I don't want the number. Listen, man. Even at 9-2, if you somehow falter, because you're on the road, they've been great at home, but you're on the road these next two games. If you falter in these two games, because you're looking ahead, you could be 9-4 with a Packers team coming in that's fighting for playoffs, and a Jags team that's fighting for playoffs. Kansas City's fighting for playoffs. Chargers probably still fighting for seeding. So these next, like, there was a world. We talked to Benjamin Albright before that Kansas City game, host of Broncos Country Tonight, and he said, hey, if Denver loses to the Chiefs and the Commanders do bring Jaden Daniels back, is there a world where you win one or two games the rest of the way? Now, beating the Chiefs, obviously, that felt, to me, it felt like kind of a bonus win, even though the pressure was on both teams, Chiefs needing to get into the playoffs, Denver looking to lock down that number one seed. But if you want to be the number one seed, it starts with beating the teams you're supposed to beat. Have to beat Washington, and you have to beat the Raiders. Aaron says, I hope every Broncos fan that rooted for Kansas City on Sunday feels good about themselves today. I do. I feel good about myself. Because it helped Denver's chances of securing the number one seed. They have a lot of things that need to go right. But so far, like, yeah, the Patriots, you got to watch them. I don't know. I don't know if the Patriots will fall. But that's what you're chasing right now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And I want to correct myself. They did not resurrect the statue of Joe Paterno, Michael. There's ongoing talks about it to put it back up there. I don't think they should. What a weird story, man.
Once you take it down, keep it down.
Yeah. There's just not many people that I'm like 100% positive you should put a statue up of somebody. Because they're always going to dig something up. They're always going to find something. And it's just but again, I think the Buffs handled this on the PR side wrong. I think they pissed off both sides. You know, again, the people that wanted it up, they don't like where it is.
They should just build a statue of the Buffalo. Like that's what it should be. Just build a statue of your mascot.
But that's controversial because it's not a buffalo, it's a bison.
Same thing.
That's controversial, though. You're going to have PETA after you for that, mislabeling animals. And I don't want that. Do you want that on your conscience if you're the powers that be over there at CU? Mislabeling an animal?
If PETA stops by, I will be eating meat in front of them.
Well, I don't want you mislabeling animals, Michael. How about that? It's 2025. Get with the times, bro.
No, I will mislabel animals to my heart's desire.
That is a bison. Rams fans, I'm asking, did you have an issue with Josh Allen? I have. Mike, I don't know if you heard it, but he just said at the end of his speech, said it always sucks to be a CSU Ram. I'm getting a lot of comments on this. I tweeted out just earlier this morning, we were talking about it. I didn't mess with it over the weekend. There's a lot. And I got, Chris says, he has every right to say it. As much as I have a right to say he'll have as many Super Bowl rings as I will have when his career is over. I don't think that's as trash talky as you think it is.
Burn.
Not really. The guy is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, so even if he doesn't get a Super Bowl, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it.
Yeah, he'll go in the Hall of Fame, but that was a good burn.
Texter here from 970 Colorado State. Sure, it's a rivalry, but maybe he should be thinking about trying to win his division instead of the rivalry, and they might have won last Thursday against the Texans with their backup QB. I honestly thought maybe the weekend of distraction might be enough, as opposed to even saying anything about CSU. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think he just fired something off. He's a performer, so he did something that he knew the fan base would really love. Ram fan says, I just think it's a weird thing to say since they were playing Nevada that day. Also a weird flex considering Josh Allen has never won Jack Blank. Well, I mean, he's a multi-millionaire quarterback that wins a lot of games.
That's, he's won himself some nice, contracts.
Exactly. That's the whole multi-million dollar quarterback thing there that I was going with, Michael, but thank you. He's very good. He gets to the playoffs every year. And like every other quarterback in the AFC, Michael, nobody's getting past Patrick Mahomes. Well, maybe now. So I don't know if that's the trash talk you want to go with. Like, oh, he should be focusing. Because you're talking CSU just won two games. They got Air Force this weekend. They had a third-string quarterback spitting in the dude's face. They fired their coach halfway through the season. And they're moving to the Pac-12, going to be probably the worst team going in at this point. I don't know that Rams fans want to talk trash to Josh Allen. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, but like Josh Allen doesn't have much to talk about either because Wyoming's not that good. So he's a guy who's great in the NFL, who has a crappy college football team, who's talking down to a crappier college football
Correct.
Team. And for the record, I'm all for it.
Yes.
I am all for it.
If Bradley Van Pelt goes back to CSU and gets on the microphone. Now, Bradley Van Pelt and Josh Allen, completely different guys. I'm just thinking of famous quarterbacks for CSU, which that's, again, also not a flex. And says something mean about CU or something mean about Wyoming, and the crowd goes crazy. You're playing to your audience, and they love it. He wasn't here at Canvas doing it. He's not doing it on a grand stage. Even if he does it on a grand stage, if Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl this year and for some reason grabs that mic and says it will always suck to be a CSU Ram, then congratulations, CSU. Your rivalry just got national attention at the end of the Super Bowl. Yes, it's a good thing. Big Hub says, no, I liked it. That's why I made that tweet so I can spark the rivalry more. Faith, I thought it was funny, but I'm not a Rams fan. Did he beat them in every game he played against them? Can you check that out, Efferding? I know the games that I know the snow game they had in Wyoming, he beat them. I don't know what his record is against CSU, if Michael can check that. Faith says, I thought it was just a fun and entertaining jab. Yes, nothing earth-shattering about what he said, guys. Isn't that what you want? Rivalries? I think you should absolutely love that. And Josh is a famous guy that just drew some attention to a rivalry that didn't have any attention this year. Josh Allen cares more about the rivalry than I do right now. So if I'm a Rams fan, if I'm a Rams fan, I'm going, thank you for still caring about the rivalry. That means something. I actually think of it as a positive. CSU, you're still kind of on Josh Allen's brain. He loved that rivalry. So, yeah, man, like, I don't know. All right, did you find it yet, Mike? I want to see it. Anything?
It says, yes, Colorado State has beaten Josh Allen. I'm trying to find out which game that was.
I don't know. Well, maybe we can find it. Any Wyoming fans know? I'm sure you guys know that off the top of your head. He said, Chris, as a CSU alumni, I appreciate the trash talk. Yeah. We should appreciate that. 2-1. Thank you, Faith. New producer. She beat you to it. What did you? Let me guess, Faith, you just Googled, what is Josh Allen's record against CSU? And then it went bippity-boppity and popped up. Michael was back there Googling, if Josh Allen was on the intergalactic planetarium, what would he do against Captain Kirk?
I was making AI have images of Josh Allen as Captain Kirk.
That's weird and creepy. You shouldn't do it. Another restraining order is in order for you.
I don't have any restraining orders on me.
Faith says, that's exactly what I did. Come on, Mike. I
guess her wording is better than my wording.
What did you Google? Is this like one of your cryptic tweets about Ryan Reynolds?
No, I typed Josh Allen versus Colorado State, and AI got something wrong.
I don't know, man. Faith found it. 2-1. Yeah. Even if he's 0-3. No issues with that. 23 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
28 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. I'll read some texts from that. He's got a lot of energy on the Josh Allen thing. Big Hub says, I think of it as Josh Allen hasn't been there since Pro Day, so all he remembers is us. I think he welcomed the rivalry. He enjoyed the rivalry. And that was part of his college memories, was that rivalry. So I think that is a compliment, guys. No need to get crazy about it. Aaron says, I chuckled at what Josh Allen had to say, but I don't have an investment other than it just being a local game. But I thought Dan Lanning's comments to the SEC and their easy games this weekend was more of a jab. I didn't even see that. Did you see Dan Lanning's comments, Michael?
I did not.
No, I like. Listen, man. Not everybody just needs to be, ah, shucks, and I love you, and I love you too, man. Here's my jersey. Here's your jersey. Let's be all buddies. Jake, the geologist guy, here's a quote from Josh Allen from the Denver Post in 2019. It does and always will stink to be a CSU Ram. I never lost to them. Oh, so he says he never lost to them. So, Faith, we might have to double check. I won in the old stadium that they had, and I was on that team that beat them the last time ever there. I left hopefully a sour taste in their mouth forever in that stadium, so I'm very proud to be a Wyoming Cowboy. He also said that they aren't Rams, they are sheep in the article. Guys, this is a compliment. Rams fans, that is a compliment. Take it as such. Doesn't always need to be such a negative thing. It's fun. It's part of it. It's one of the Wyoming Cowboys saying, you don't like it? Go beat them. Game one next year. Coach to be named later. Quarterback to be named later. Roster to be named later. Go beat them. Then you get some bragging rights back. That's how it works. It's a fun thing. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. Our beer of the week is from Avery Brewing. It's a White Rascal, a Belgian-style white ale brewed with orange peel right here in Colorado. It's sure to hit the spot. Get your six-pack today at On the Rocks Liquor. Holiday sale starts today, and runs till the end of the year. So take advantage of that holiday sale. You got family coming in. Make sure you got the good stuff. Whether you're having fun with the family or you maybe need a little break from the family, make sure you get the good stuff from On the Rocks Liquor. Yes, Michael.
I found some comments posted a couple days ago from Dan Lanning talking about cupcakes.
Okay.
I think proof's in the pudding, right? Played a good team. We beat them. Right. All we can do next week is try to do the same thing. Right. And this conference is a really good conference. It's competitive. Right. We didn't play Chattanooga State today. Right. Like some other places. Right. We competed. So, you know, that being said, it's tough playing 9 conference games. It's tough playing in this league. And we got to take advantage of playing a good team today and attacking that.
Yeah. I think he's talking about the SEC because this week the SEC did play a bunch of weak teams.
A bunch of cupcakes. All right, the predictions for the playoffs are kind of coming out of what the projections are going to look like. Obviously, all this will depend on this weekend and then the conference championship weekend. Don't worry, none of the teams we talk about on the show will be in the mix for anything. A bowl game, nothing. So this will be the last we talk about this season. For any of them, Ohio State projected to have the first round bye as the Big Ten champ and the number one seed. Indiana, number two. Texas A&M projected to be number three and the SEC champ. And Georgia projected to finish in that fourth spot, so they would all get the first round byes. Not a lot's changed. The first round games, the projection is that Tulane will win the American Conference, and they will play at number 5, Texas Tech, Big 12 champ. And then number 11, Miami, projected to be the ACC champ, will be at Ole Miss. Alabama at number 7, Oregon.
Not if Washington has anything to say about it.
Are they going to be in the will they be in the Big Ten championship game?
Well,
Big 12 championship.
Plays against Oregon this weekend.
Oh, they do.
And it's in Seattle, so it's tougher than normal. It's not in Eugene this year. I still think Oregon wins, but go Dawgs.
I'm just looking to see, you know, what the standings look like. Oregon's 7-1. Ohio State is 8-0. Indiana's 8-0. Washington's 5-3. They're just hoping to play spoiler, huh? How
and
do you feel about
that
game?
That they really, really hate.
They are. I'm just looking at the spread here, Michael, early. Ah. Oregon's only a 6.5-point favorite.
Some of that's because it's in Seattle. If it was in Eugene, that would be different.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And then finally, Notre Dame projected to go up against number 8, Oklahoma. Man, these are going to be some good games, though. And I really hope for my sake that Tulane shows up against Texas Tech, because that would be fun to talk about with you, Mr. Football Elitist, as I'm now giving you the name.
Damn right. Yeah. I want teams that deserve to be there. Merit-based system.
Texter from the 303. Josh Allen is a multimillionaire married to a beautiful actress, but he got a BA in social science from Wyoming, the 120th ranking in public high ed by a U.S. News report. When he retires, he can teach middle school civics in Rock Springs. Is that really the – is that the talk – is that the trash talk that you want?
Burn.
Basically what he's saying is Josh Allen not super smart.
Doesn't matter. He seems smart. Seems like a smart guy to me.
He took some easy courses is what is being implied.
Was the
there.
Easy course playing CSU? Because he beat him a lot. Faith says he called him sheep. That was funny. That's awesome, Faith. I literally typed in CSU Rams, but it gave me the Rams as in LA. I didn't read it fully. My bad, and I know better than to not fact check. It's okay. We all get duped. Michael, that's a regular occurrence here on the show, so don't worry about that. Happens once in a while to most people.
Yeah, AI sometimes gets it right, but sometimes this didn't give me any like websites that it quoted from. So clearly, AI doesn't take Wyoming seriously either.
The Broncos are going to get Patrick Surtain back this weekend against Washington. How much of a boost does that give a defense that really didn't miss a beat? When was Surtain out? Was that the Texans game? Was that his first game out? Because he wasn't there for the Chiefs game. He wasn't there for the Raiders game. I want to say he wasn't there for the Texans game. They haven't dropped off much since he was out. And having Patrick Surtain back is going to be a pretty... Yeah, his last game was against Dallas, Mike. So he missed the Houston game. He missed the Raiders game and then the Chiefs game. And defensively, they gave up 15 to Houston. They gave up 10 to the Raiders, and they gave up 19 to the Chiefs. They didn't miss a beat. Do you think that Washington even scores? Will Washington even score? Will they even register a point against the Broncos Sunday night? That will be a Sunday night game, by the way. For us, it's great. It means a lot. Every game means a lot now at this stage. But that's not really the NBC Peacock game that they were hoping it would be. I thought this game would be a tough one. I'm assuming Denver's going to be they're a 6.5-point favorite on the road against Washington. That's kind of where it is in the NFL, though. You just don't really expect blowouts or winning by multiple touchdowns with the way the NFL goes. Plus, Denver's offense we're still waiting to see if it will click all the way through. But the Kansas City game, certainly a step in the right direction. 38 minutes after the hour, Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
This texter is becoming a Hall of Famer. He used to be John Fort Fun, but he's changed a lot. Almost every text now, Michael. Brady and Micah, who do you expect? Who do you expectorate to be the Rammies QB? John Fort Saliva. Expectorate is like spitting, isn't it? Isn't that what that means? Very well done.
That is an excellent pun.
That is very good.
Applaud
that
you
is so smarter than your sure. puns, Michael. That is a good one. Yeah. You should have saved that for Top Text Tuesday, John. You should have saved that for Top Text Tuesday because you don't know when those good texts are going to come around, man. You don't want to score all your points now. Well, it's not Top Text Tuesday, presented by Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor.
That's on Tuesday. Everybody knows
it's, that. Well, not everybody knows it, but that's Top Text Tuesday. It's not Top Text Monday. It doesn't work together. It's not T. Eastside Chris coming up. Bam. I've got Allen 2-0 against CSU, and Michael found it 40 minutes late. Did confirm.
I did find out
that he's never lost.
He has not lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
Trying to look up his stats. But
Yeah. Yeah. Took us a bit there to get there. But, you know, Mike, we got there. And that's really all that matters. It might be late, and we don't really need it for the sake of this conversation anymore, but the fact is you got there, and we're all pretty happy about it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Also bad news for the Rams this weekend, too. They lost to DU. They were heavy favorites in that game, and, I mean, CSU's 4-1. They lost 83-81. Here's the kicker of that game. My guy, a dude that I really like, Kyle Jorgensen, had 29 points, Mike. 6 rebounds and 3 assists. 29 points in a college basketball game is phenomenal. And they lost to DU. I don't think it means the end of times for this deep Rams team that I'm excited about, but that's definitely a loss that kind of makes you pump the brakes a little bit and just kind of wonder how good CSU's basketball team's going to be.
Or maybe they just had a bad night.
That's why we don't freak out, because it could have just been one of those nights, although Kyle Jorgensen did not have a bad night.
It's just like you remember when Virginia was the number one overall in March Madness and they lost.
Yeah.
It's not like they were bad. They were number one overall. They just had
a
bad night.
I'm not freaking out about it, but I also came down to reality a little bit on this CSU team. Because isn't that a money game for DU?
Usually.
Yeah. They call it the bye game. It was just kind of one of those nights. I mean, scored 81 points, but defensively, just DU shot 48%. From the three-point line. They didn't shoot a lot of them, but when they did, they made a lot of them. CSU shot 44%. They were 8 of 18 from the three-point line. I mean, I'm looking at some of the... Now, I didn't watch that game. I was on the UNC stuff because the tournament was pretty big. I honestly thought CSU would be fine without me, that they could handle this game without me. But apparently not. But you know what? I'm not... Like I said, it maybe just pumped the brakes a little bit, and now you just rebuild. You go back at it, and you know, you see if you can pull off the next few. I was really hoping both teams would be undefeated, although CSU's got a tournament coming up. I think it starts with Virginia Tech on Wednesday. So that'll be on ESPNU at 3 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to that game. Then it's a tournament type of deal, so that'll be a few games there, and then they play Colorado on, next weekend, not this coming weekend, but December 6th. Really excited about that game still. See where they stack up. The Buffs, meanwhile, are 5-0. A small sample size for them so far, but pretty good. They're handling teams they're supposed to handle. They beat UC Davis 95-79. But basketball in the area, let's just hope. You know, we don't want CSU dropping many games that they're supposed to win like that. Let's hope that they're good because they need it. Colorado State, real man, if they could have got that win, at least you're talking about an undefeated Rams basketball team. And then the Spitgate wouldn't be such a big stain on the weekend. But unfortunately, well, it probably still would have been. It does feel like rock bottom for the football program. No question about it. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, we'll wrap up the show coming up next. We got What Did We Learn? It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what do we learn on this 24th day of November? We learned that, great conversation with Brock Wisney. We learned that's a resilient group. They lost to a half-court buzzer beater on Friday, but recovered and won the next two games. We learned that maybe we got to pump the brakes on CSU's basketball team and certainly pedal to the metal on the football team, meaning let's get through the season and just be done with it. Figure out who the next head coach is going to be and move on and get there. Shedeur Sanders is going to start, even though you've got a healthy Gabriel now. So he earned at least one opportunity. Well, at least, I guess a second opportunity for him. We learned it's probably never a great idea to build a statue. But if you're going to do it, do it. Go big or go home. Because you pissed everybody off with the way the Buffs handled the Bill McCartney statue over the weekend. Don't spit. Stop spitting. Keep your spit in your mouth. Stop. Push guys. Heaven forbid even hit a guy. I don't know. But don't spit. It's gross. It's a gila. Yucky. Mike, what'd you learn?
I learned, I didn't learn this. I already knew it. I'm not great at Googling things.
Yeah, pretty rough.
Yeah. I learned, sometimes when I'm really grumpy about something, maybe I should go back in time and compare it to something in the past, like Shedeur.
Yeah.
I was grumpy about Shedeur, and you brought up a legendary Hall of Fame who probably shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Joe Namath. Yeah. We didn't have a problem with him. We kind of liked it. So we should like Shedeur. I'm rooting for you, Shedeur. I am. I know Buffs fans won't believe me, but I am. I like it.
Depends on context. If you're burning your bridges with the team, that's a little different.
Well, if he's good, he can get away with a lot. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. We got Monday Night Football on KFK tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.